2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, we're absolutely buzzing to have these lads in front of me right now because most of the time they are crisscrossing the globe, blowing their thousands of fans away. They've got a very busy summer of concerts ahead, and I have got the huge privilege of having them here in the studio in advance of their new EP, Let the Light In, which drops to the world this coming Friday. They are Ryan, Jimmy, Owen and Cliff, but known to the world collectively as Picture This. How's it going on, lads?
Very good. How are you?
I'm absolutely buzzing. Thank you so much for coming in with us today.
That was a great intro. I really liked that.
Yeah, really went good all out in it. Yeah, thank you very much. Lads, you're absolute and utter machines in terms of musical output, but how do you feel ahead of your new EP dropping this Friday?
Very excited. Yeah, we are. We do put out quite a lot of music. I think it suits the current climate of music. I think people want more, which suits us because we just have so much music. So we're really excited.
Your new EP is called Let the Light In. Is there a meaning behind Let the Light In? Like, it sounds quite philosophical.
Yeah, I guess it is philosophical. It was actually named something else, and then we were told that we have to change the name.
And for legal reasons? Or?
No, I don't know. People just didn't like it. And I was like, all right, well, I liked it. But and I was sitting somewhere. I was sitting in a sushi restaurant in Copenhagen, actually.
How specific.
I know, it's very specific, isn't it? When I realized we have to rename it, and I was just sitting there and I was waiting for my order, and then Let the Light In came into my head. It was just like, it is the philosophical meaning of, like, it's about being aware to let the light in wherever you can, you know what I mean?
So looking for the good.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically. Do you find it hard naming your tracks, like in your albums and your EPs and all that kind of stuff?
Well, for Ryan, obviously he's writing the lyrics, so he's usually naming the songs. When it comes to naming, like, albums and stuff, yeah, it can be a bit tough at times because this is it, and you're usually waiting for it to come to you rather than you go and find it. And that's hard because you're kind of always on edge.
What are you talking about? Parked car conversations. Wasn't that like you sitting around?
It was, yeah, literally. Yeah. That's so true, actually. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're killing us here. Yeah.
I'm only slagging. But it is, like, I mean, because you brought out so many songs, and I'm just thinking the thoughts behind that. It's like, obviously, getting the music out, but it has to be something catchy for people to want to be involved in.
Yeah, it does. It's so true. We have been lucky, actually, with the albums in terms of, like, the first one was self-titled. That was easy. We got that out of the way. And then it was like Modern Love was the name of a song, and we had that, like, ping moment where it was like, this would be a great name for, like, an era and an album. And it was the same with Life in Colour, same with Parked Car Conversations, and then Let the Light In just came to me in a sushi restaurant in Copenhagen.
Fantastic. So, I love that we've got all the details behind now. It's amazing. It's hard to believe that Picture This are on the go for 10 years now. Like, does it feel like 10 years to you guys? Does it still feel quite surreal that you guys get to do these huge gigs, and how far you've come since it all began?
It feels amazing, but it does never get boring. You find new ways to enjoy it. And I think that's what it's always like. It feels like we're brand new all the time because we have that attitude. And I don't know, maybe that's just a natural way everyone feels in a band. Yeah. But I think for us, we just really enjoy our life. And that's the key, I think.
But isn't that not the best feeling in the whole entire world, that you've gotten to a place of contentment? And I mean that in the best possible way, that it's like you can actually enjoy every single moment because then you don't take anything for granted.
Yeah, it's so true. It's nice to have that experience under your belt, because when you're starting, you have a lot of anxiety around because everything's so new and you're like, what if this happens and what if that happens? But now when you have all that experience, you're actually able to be in the moment so much more, because all of that is kind of, you know how it works now. And it's a really nice way to be and just be really, like, present and to be able to enjoy doing things like this. Like, we still love doing interviews and doing, like, music videos and doing all that stuff that I know a lot of people can kind of get quite tired of.
Yeah.
But I think because we're all such good friends and because we love this so much, like, it's all just fun. We just love it.
And that's the best part as well, is that you never take any of it for granted. So you're never looking at, oh God, I have to go do that interview, or I have to go to this session, like in Studio 8 or anything like that, because it's still a huge honour. And I that just makes me really excited that you still feel that way 10 years on.
Yeah.
You're doing a thing called Home for the Summer, which I absolutely adore. Yeah. Like, keeping things local must be so, I suppose, important to you guys as well, because, you know, you're local lads as well, you know, Athy, County Kildare.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what the live shows are going to entail and what kind of places fans have suggested for you to go.
We've got an amazing show. Like, I have to say, we're building the show at the minute. Like, in terms of just what's going to be on the stage and the set list and everything, it's going to be, I think it's going to be the best thing we've done. But yeah, it feels amazing. It feels so new to us to be able to go to like a Galway or to go to Waterford, Limerick, Letterkenny and those places and to get to play again. Because like when you reach a certain level in Ireland, like which we've been so lucky to get to and we're so grateful to have been given that opportunity by our fans, you only can play Cork, Dublin, Belfast, really, you know, because the shows are so big. So we wanted to do something different this summer and get back to... They're not intimate shows, they're like 5,000 people, but it's
but they're still smaller than like a three arena.
Exactly,
or last time we actually had you on the show, you were on the phone from Dubai. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's looking at those moments and thinking, right, we've got these huge shows, but these are gonna be a little bit smaller and it's not every day that you get to do them.
Exactly. And we know that we have fans that have travelled over the last 10 years, have travelled to see us so many times in Dublin, Belfast and Cork. So we wanted to kinda come to them this summer. And exactly, a great point that you said is that we know how it feels to not be one of the major counties and major cities in Ireland. So we know the feeling, and we want to bring our show to those people and make them feel special.
I always think as well, those things, right, like doing those small like gigs where you have more of an intimate fan base, it's a really important building block, because you know exactly how to, you know, okay, you know exactly how to portray your music, you know how you want to act on stage, and then you keep all those bits like building blocks, and when you get to the bigger stages, it's like, I'm ready to be here, I've done the work.
Yeah, it's such a good point. You couldn't just put somebody on a stage at, say, the Tree Arena, for example, who hasn't been through those smaller, more intimate shows. I really feel that in those intimate venues is where stars are born. That's where a star is made, is in an intimate venue like that.
Also, it gives people a license to be like, oh, I saw them before they were big.
Yeah, the bragging rights.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Which is the best feeling in the whole world. If you listen to, you know, every young person in the country right now, they're trying to get out. They're always trying to get out. They're trying to get out into the world, which is absolutely amazing. But would I be right in saying that you don't really feel that way either? Like, you love being home.
Yes. We have all felt that way, I'm sure, before. Yeah. I know we did when we were a band, because the idea of a bigger world is always exciting. But yeah, you know, like we've said a million times, where we're from, you know, we're from Kildare. We're very much home people. We've got big families, we've a great connection to where we're from, and we love it very much. And I don't know, especially when you're in a band and music is your culture, music is your whole growing up in Ireland, and Ireland is a very music country.
Yeah,
it's very hard to beat this anywhere else. It's very hard to beat the feeling, and especially when you're talking about home for summer. Like, we're coming home to Ireland for summer because there is no place like Ireland in the summer. And you can see it now, it's all over social media. I feel like Ireland is the hottest thing right now in the world. And I just feel like we're lucky.
You put a lot of your personal life into your songs. Like, does it feel like you're exposing yourself at all, or just does it feel like a bit of therapy?
Both. It feels like exposure therapy. It does, because it's like it's a difficult one as well, because I don't like to post a lot about my personal life online, for example, or anything like that. That I channel it through the music, because that feels like the safest way of doing it or something. But it is, it's weird, like, especially, you know, for me to stand on the stage as the person who's writing the stories and the songs, and knowing what it's about, and having whatever it is, 10,000 people sing it back to you, and they're all singing it back for their own reason. And that's a very, I'm very grateful that I get the opportunity to do that, you know, because, and that's why sometimes I don't really love going into the detail of what a song is about, because I want people to put their own story to it, because I love that. When I listen to some of my favourite artists, their songs have meanings to me that are probably totally different than what they wrote about.
And it's a nice way, if you guys look at it, that it's a bit of therapy for you to be able to sing out. That's also what you're, I'm assuming, hoping to provide for the people listening to it.
Absolutely.
So letting them apply their own situation to it is kind of like, you know, that's yours now.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
With my family make fun of me, because anything traumatic that happens in my life, I put it into my notes app so I can regurgitate it on there. I'm like, I don't need therapy, it's fine, I'll just tell everybody else about it. And it's a link. It's amazing. Most bands do start out and they build quite slowly. It really did take off quite quickly for you guys. And don't get me wrong, I know there's absolutely no such thing as an overnight success. There was years and years of hard work gone into it before then. But you know, with that and with the extra attention and, you know, all these new eyes and people are like, picture this, picture this, picture this. Like, how are your heads during that? Like, were they a bit like, ugh, like, what's happening here? Or did you handle it okay? Because there was four of you in it.
I think that's key, yeah. Did we handle it?
Yeah, we did.
I think we're very lucky that we have each other. I always feel for solo artists, and not to sound patronising, obviously, they're doing all right for themselves. but just for us to have each other, it's so important. We all keep each other grounded, and we're all such different personalities, which really helps us work as a band and as a group of people that are just together 24/7. It's kind of unnatural to be together with people that often, but the fact that we're so different is a really good thing. And we just come from like very grounded and decent families, you know what I mean? I don't think we would have been allowed to get carried away with ourselves.
No, I was going to say Irish families are quite good for that, aren't they?
Yeah, you wouldn't have had a choice anyway. But, and we've had nothing but love, I have to say, from people. I was only talking about that with somebody earlier, where it's like, I've never had a bad experience with someone in public. You know, I've never had a begrudgery or anything like that. Anybody that's ever come up to us and wanted to talk to us or get a photo, they've always been so nice. So we've been really, really lucky. I think Irish people in general are very nice.
Would you play a little game with me?
Yes.
If you don't mind, I want you to put on some headphones, please, if you don't mind. You know your music, obviously. You've written it, you've played it to the masses, but I'm wondering if you would know your music backwards.
Okay.
Okay.
This is going to be tough.
Jimmy does this anyway.
Do you?
I'm going to get every one of these right.
Well, you better. And actually, if the three you want to take on Jimmy, then that's absolutely fantastic.
All right, let's
do it. If anybody else can shout it in quicker.
Is it a buzzer system or do we have a...
Shout your name.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. All right.
Backwards or...
Backwards. Okay. Yeah, shout your name backwards. Cliff. What's Cliff?
Flick.
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 Flick. Oh, is it Flick?
Flick.
I might mess that up.
You look like a flick, actually.
That's your new name.
It's the hair.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get going. Our first clip sounds a little bit like this. Remember, everybody is against Yimj.
Image.
I'll take it. Thanks, Laura.
Here we go.
Yes, Jimmy.
Oh,
Winona Ryder.
Yeah, Winona Ryder.
For God's sake, yes it is. This is no fun for people listening now, either. You didn't even need the forward play of it. Okay. Yeah. Your second clip sounds a little bit like this. Hang on, have we caught him?
Wow, that's tough.
Yeah.
Did we just...
Is it LA House Party?
It is LA House Party.
You didn't say his name, didn't say his name.
Neil.
He's on our team. Oh, yes.
Damn.
You're on your team. Yeah.
Sorry, Cliff, me and you can actually be on the same team because I pull up this kind of crap
you
all the time.
You have the answers in front of you, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But if I'm in your position, then I'm always like, no, you didn't say your name, so it doesn't count. Yeah. Yes, it is LA House Party.
Wow. All these
people. I was overconfident, obviously.
Well, actually... Yeah, you were, but you started off quite strong. Okay, the last one to redeem yourself, Jimmy. Here we go.
Oh,
Owen.
No, Jimmy.
One light.
Sorry, two, one.
We did it, boys.
No, there's something wrong with my headphones, Laura. RTE, sort it out.
You were totally fine in Winona Ryder, so I don't really know where the issues are here. Lads, new EP is out this Friday. What is next for you guys live-wise? Have we got anything planned after Home for Summer?
It's the classic thing of we can't tell you. But
fantastic,
but you will
at some point.
There will be more stuff. I'll tell you this. There will be more stuff in Ireland this year.
Amazing.
Damn, that's as much
amazing. I will read into that what I like.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, we cannot wait to hear what you are going to be doing next. Not that you can actually do much more because you've done a lot as it is. Thank you so much for coming in today.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast,
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.